Welcome to the Gigi and Saji podcast. Wisdom, world explorer, and shenanigans, we have it all. Gigi and Saji is a podcast where we talk with all kinds of people all around the world, expert or not so much expert, but we discuss anything that is life relevant to us, about books, TV shows, and anything creative that we want to talk about. I hope you enjoy this podcast and welcome to the show.
Hello everyone! It's Gigi and Saji time and I'm super duper excited to have my first guest with me on this episode about all things Marvel. You can already hear him, so let me just introduce the wonderful guest that I have with me today. He's a writer, an editor, Marvel maniac, and the guy that stole my Guardians of the Galaxy jumper, as well as a spicy Scorpio and goes by he, him pronouns. His name is Craig, and yeah, hello, Craig. Welcome to the Gigi and Saji podcast.
I knew you were going to go with the jumper thing. I was going to mention it myself, but like I knew you'd say it. So, but yeah, I'm good. I'm happy to be here as always. But yeah, I knew you'd bring up the jumper thing. So
wicked. Yeah, of course. Yeah, there's a deep backstory to the jumper that we've already explored in the Solution Pink podcast, which you not know at this point. But you can look forward to the deep discussion about the Guardians of the Galaxy jumper.
Look forward to the reveal.
And I'm sure that this will also come up once in a while on this podcast. Yeah. Do you want to tell us a bit about yourself, what you do, who you are, why you're here today?
Excellent questions. My name's Craig. I'm a writer, Scorpio. No, okay. What do you want to know about me? I'm a writer for film journalism, I guess is what you call it. So I don't know why I call it everything, because I like everything. So I'm an entertainment journalist is why I call it, because then I can write about everything and get away with it.
fair point there.
But my big passions for stuff like film, any media, I consume lots of media. That's probably the best thing you know about me. I like everything. I'm not really too impartial to stuff. If I like it, I like it, and I dive deep into things, and I get obsessed with stuff easily, and yeah, I don't know what else you want to know about me.
I mean, that pretty much sums it up. If I think about how we became friends years ago around the Comic-Con universe. Let's dive into all things that you do and how you got into it, really. Because this is what we explore on this podcast, to give people a chance to talk about their passion and what they do. Let's start. So what does film and writing mean to you? Because, yeah, obviously... a passion starts somewhere. So how did it start for you?
It's such an interesting one when I try to think of how did like I become obsessed with films, because like it's such a weird concept, because everyone watches films, right? Like, or at least like, well, most people consume something in some way. Like, I won't judge people who don't watch films, although that's insane, but like everyone watches films. And I remember just like I would always watch films so many times, and like As I grew up, I would just watch sort of the weirder stuff I would find. And, you know, I always knew, I guess, in some way, like there would be certain ones that I would watch that just hit differently, even at like a younger age. So I would just know, like, I'd be like, huh, like that was kind of weird, but like I liked it. Like, and I guess that's the thing. Like, I was always more obsessed with that side of it, and how like, it could never just be I put something on, I go, wow, that was cool, and then I walk away from it. Like, I always was like, I want to know more about how did they do this? Like, I want to talk about this, and how, like, what was you, like, I can picture like rides, like car rides with my dad being like, what was your favorite scene? Like, I like this scene, and like stuff like that. And when I think of it, I guess in that sense, that's how I know it was important to me at like an earlier stage. And I guess I just sort of took that on with me. And that sort of what it means to me is that it's in, you know, it's more than just what's on the surface, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. You know, it's there's so much being said in every sort of piece of, you know, film, media, writing, like, you know, someone's voice is in this. And that's the sort of best part, is that you get to experience that.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you on that part. Because I come from a similar background in that sense, like, as writer, artist, creator, however, it's super interesting to get to explore all the behind the scenes stuff in a sense. And like, especially since we started creating so much with Ref and everything, yeah. It's really hard for me to like, just, I mean, I can do it. I can just sit down and, you know, watch something for entertainment without giving it too much of a thought. But most of the time when I watch stuff or see stuff or read stuff, it's really hard for me to just be the reader or watcher anymore, because it's so interesting to see the process and where people go with it or come from it. And especially in film, like, there are so many different aspects of a film, like, let alone the sound effects, the soundtrack, the costumes, the design, like the creation of the like settings and stuff. Like, there's so much more to that, and then on top comes the acting. So I'm absolutely on board with you when it comes to, like, you know, understanding the voice behind something. And especially in film, it's really great to, yeah, to get a bigger understanding of something that is out there on screen. Because sometimes it's like, especially with, you know, like independent films and stuff, like, I'm a big sucker for like anything that's just not the big mass media production. Because it's just so interesting to see how people direct things, or how people, like, what people went through that process when they filmed that scene. So yeah, absolutely on board with that. So we kind of explored where your journey started and stuff like that. What's the best thing for you about writing, or like anything connected to film?
What's the best thing? I guess, like, for me, it's like, it's being able to sort of, I guess, share that sort of passion is always the best thing for me. Like, I like, you know, when I'm writing something, or like, yeah, I guess the two come in hand, because like, if I was, when I was writing essays and stuff and watching films, and, you know, those two would come hand in hand. I would suddenly, like, when an idea sparks and I'm like, oh my God, I gotta, you know, write this down. Like, and like, it just feels great to sort of, I guess, share that passion. And like, that's what I love about movies, is that there's so many different sort of passions in them. And like, same with writing. And I guess as well that, like, not everyone's got their own opinion, which is in a weird way nice. Like, it may not seem like it, but because people get in arguments about that stuff, but it's nice that, you know, no one reads it the same way. Like, you might watch it one way, but you can go read a book about someone who sees it a completely different way, and it can change your whole perspective. And I guess that's sort of one of my favorite things, is I love having my own theories, and then I go and read some other theories and I'm like, oh, wow, that makes so much sense. Or like, I never saw it this way. Or like, it's just, that's what's nice. You know, you can get so much out of just one thing because of the way they're made, you know, whether that be someone else's voice or your voice, or yeah, just the internet's voice. I don't know.
I absolutely agree with that. Because especially, like, when you go from the, like, just, I say, basic watcher, and go into the kind of, like, side where it's, like, you start to explore movies and stuff, it's super interesting, because especially when people have different tastes when it comes to, like, you know, characters or scenes or something. Yeah. I often like to exchange opinions with people as well, just to get a different view on things, like, especially when there is a scene that wasn't, like, I didn't understand it, or I didn't, like, got behind it, or, like, if there's a character that I just absolutely don't understand, I love to go to people and be like, so can you explain to me why this person is so fucked up? Because I don't understand it.
Yeah.
And things like that. And I think that that's the great thing about, you know, any kind of art in that sense, with, like, movies or writing or something like that, like, that you get to have these discussions afterwards, and that you get to, like, even, like, sometimes it's just, So interesting, because you get to explore characters that you might have not paid attention to before, and then you come back to it and you rewatch it and you're like, holy shit, this is what this person has been telling me, and like it makes so much sense, or like this is such a different scene now for me to explore it again. Yep. So absolutely on board with that. Is there anything that you want to tell people out there as writers, or you know, people into film or anything, any message that you want to leave them with?
I'd say like something I've sort of stuck my guns to, I guess, is that I would say don't like feel like you can't, I guess, be yourself, but that's, I don't know if that's a bit, but don't be afraid to like what you like, I guess, is the biggest thing for me, because like I was always like, I mean, that's why I'm here. I was always big into the Marvel movies, and that sort of has expanded so much since I started like sort of studying film, and like have gone up and up. And like, it's so funny because like I always feel that it's not like snobbery or elitism, but there was some form of like, oh, you like Marvel movies, like you like big blockbusters and stuff. And it's like, but they're so like, yes, they are that, but then they're so much more than that for me. And I think that's why I say like you shouldn't be. And I mean, I definitely got better as I got higher up. Like when you're in university and that, it gets a bit more like you can like what you like more clearly, but like, yeah, just don't be afraid to like, if you like even Fast and Furious, you know, like that can be your favorite movie, like that doesn't have to stop you from studying like film, or doesn't have to stop you from writing about it. Like people will gladly read about your sort of passion for it, or you know, they'll read about how much you hate it, or how much you know, it's, you shouldn't be afraid to be who you want to be, is, yeah, what I'm kind of saying. Like, you should like what you want to like, and you should take that passion with you. It's the best part, you know, that's what people want to read. They want to read the passion, not the sort of that you like, oh, I like Scorsese movies.
Yes. Yes, absolutely agree with that, because, you know, at the end of the day, whether it's like, you know, a big Hollywood franchise, or the independent movie that has come out last year or something like that, it's always important to kind of like express that opinion in a sense. Because like, for example, I know someone that is is totally into the Mission Impossible stuff. And it's so off board from what I would watch. or like got myself into, but because this person told me so much about the franchise, I went to see I think it was the latest one where Simon Pegg and Henry Cavill are also.
Henry Cavill's little reloading fists.
And my goodness, that was such an enjoyable ride in cinema. Really? Like I didn't like, because I think also like with each genre, you always have that kind of like, you know, stereotype tropes, which are a bit like, yeah, of course you will always get that kind of like basic stuff that you always see in like each action movie or each horror movie. Like I'm a big horror fan, so when I say like I like horror movies, so many times people go like, oh yeah, well either I'm too scared to watch them, or on the other side it's just like, yeah, but you know, the storylines are quite basic most of the time. And to a certain extent you will always have these stereotypes, and especially with like older horror movies, you always have that kind of like, you know, that blonde girl that has sex with someone and then gets killed straight away or something like that. And but at the same time, like if you go deep into the genre, you will find some really good storylines. And like with everything, it's just, you know, as long as you stick to your truth, it's good to stand up for that. Because like same with Marvel, like back when when I got into Marvel, I had no idea how big it would be, or like how big it would go. And at the same time, I think the cool thing about each big franchise is always like, it doesn't have to be your favorite, or it doesn't have to be to what you usually watch, but it's always cool to have a deep in to look into it, because there's always something that you can take away from it. And like, for example, I also don't agree with everything that Marvel does, or like I'm like, it's this big thing of like, if you would choose between Marvel and DC, I would still choose DC, but we're not going to come to this point right here. Yeah. But the thing is, I still enjoy some of the storytelling, and I think Marvel is still one of the greatest multiverse storytellers out there. Because like, this is the big thing with Marvel, like multiverse storytelling like that is something huge. And like, especially from a white writer's perspective, I haven't seen it in many other franchises that much to an extent where it's like, whoa, everything is just connected. And they did that move over years. And I think that makes it so great. Like, you know, back when the first Avengers movies were out, like Captain America or Iron Man, like we were just watching them and kind of enjoying them, but none of us had an idea how big this would be. Like, it was just this thing of like, oh, this is a nice superhero movie, cool. And then look at us now, 10 years later, and it's like, whoa, this has gone so huge. But that's amazing. And like, so yes, stick up to your passion and like, don't be afraid to tell people what you like, because at the end of the day, it might also inspire someone else to look into that and stuff.
Yeah, I think it's, sorry, I just before you move on quick, but like, it's just funny because like, and like when I say that as well, like it's like with horror and that, it's like things are generic, but then that's why it's even more interesting when you find those like newer ones, you know, those ones that do break the sort of norm, or like, you know, like Cabin in the Woods, or like, you know, sort of ones where it's so like, what, like, and everyone's suddenly like, wow, and you know, and things like that. And I think as well, like, it's like, I'm not saying you can't enjoy, like, you know, you can't not like Marvel movies, or like, I don't like, you know, I'm not the biggest Fast and Furious fan, but like, I love to see how insane they go each time, even if I don't like it. Or and I still think, like, I think some people have a like weird thing with like awards as well, like that they don't like Oscars or like, you know, Golden Globes. But again, like, there's nothing wrong with those. Like, they celebrate their own kinds of movies, and that's fine. Like, you don't have to be obsessed with it. But, you know, I love the Oscars and I love Marvel movies, and those two may never mix. But that doesn't mean that, you know, it doesn't change anything about sort of what I like or how passionate I am about them. Like, I would still gladly write about Marvel, even if, you know, it means that the, you know, the Academy isn't going to accept it, or, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's such a critical point as well, because, you know, at the end of the day, as harsh as that sounds, an award is an award.
Yeah.
And it's not there. Like, it can help you being praised for a certain work that you did. And like, some of the Oscars that I've seen are definitely there for a good credit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then at the end of the day, you always like, it's always good to be, you know, critical as well. And especially, like, I think especially the Academy has gotten so much critics over the last year.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is absolutely fair at the same time. For example, I always enjoy the, like, when award season comes, what I enjoy is always that sometimes it points me out to actors that I've never paid attention before. Yeah. And because we have so many great actors, and or like even not only the actors part, but, you know, like costume designers and stuff like that. And I think that's a really great thing. And then also, like, what I always, I like to see is, like, I still like to watch these movies to just, you know, get a hint of, like, okay, so this year we have, like, there was this year, I think, where it was all about, like, you know, movies in the universe and stuff like that. And then the other year it was all about, like, you know, very independent movies and stuff. So it's kind of interesting to see also what the kind of flair of movies is that we get throughout the year, because there's so much that comes out. Like, it's so hard, like, even in lockdown now and stuff, it's sometimes so hard to catch up. Like, obviously, we don't have the cinema celebration at the moment, and cinemas are still closed, so it's a bit, like, different to see, like, which movies come out when. Mm. But there's still so much material that gets dropped, and I'm just amazed by it. How quick people are still working, and, like, there's so much more, like, even with TV shows, there are so many things that I still haven't seen. Like, I haven't even seen all of Marvel stuff yet. Like, I'm trying to catch up so hard. And it's just great to have all these different genres out there where you can, like, get stuff from. Speaking about writers and stuff, is there any writer or director that you would like to work with at some point?
I'll take any work right now. that's such a tough one, because, like, the people who I'd want to work with, I feel like there's just, like, not, like, I know this is, like, a scenario, but I just couldn't picture it. Like, I could never imagine myself, like, being, like, with these people. But I guess a big one for me probably would be, like, Donald Glover. Like, that would be probably, like, an all-time, like, I couldn't, like, just meeting him would probably break me as a person. But, like, man, if I could work with him, like, that would blow my mind, because, like, his... yeah, his level of writing, just it just I can't comprehend how good it is sometimes. And I mean, he really has dabbled into like everything and somehow just come out on top every time. Like, it just, it blows my mind. But yeah, I mean, anyone like that would be sort of, I guess anyone who, like, the things I'm obsessed with that like are probably the people who I'd love to work with. So like people like Edgar Wright's another good one, because again, he's done a lot of stuff I love. People like Damien Chazelle's quite an interesting one. I'd love to work with him. Tarantino to some degree, although he's a bit weird, so I don't think we'd get along. But like, but I just, he was one that I always was drawn to. So I'd love to, like, I'd love to see it. Like, I don't know if maybe work with them. I'd love to just observe them. Like, that's, I'd love to just watch them write. Like, like, as he's like writing lines and reading them to me, I'd be like, yep, yep, love it. I wouldn't like pitch, but I'd just be like, that's amazing. Keep going, keep going. Like, but yeah, that's like a sort of like, you know, the big one to me. Like, I mean, like, you know, even Marvel, like, it'd be cool to work. Like, the Russo brothers are quite interesting because they've done like, they did Community, like, and did sitcom stuff back in the day, which is so weird to think that they're now like, you know, big Marvel directors. So like, all those sorts of ones are the people I'd love to work with. Anyone who I like, which is a lot of people, I'd be gladly like, they said, hey, Craig, do you want to come write with us? I'd be like, yeah, okay. And I'd probably pitch like nothing worthwhile. They'd be like, Craig, this is awful. And I'd be like, like, thanks for having me.
Yeah, that sounds great. That sounds great. Yeah, to be honest, like, I couldn't decide if I would like work with someone or just, you know, follow along, because like, I think sometimes following along, that is also such a great opportunity. Like, I'm a big fan of, like, you know, all things behind the scenes. Like, let's give an example, Warner Brothers Studio Tours, about Harry Potter, where you see all the prop stuff and things like that. I really always enjoy to get a look behind the scenes and stuff. So being on a film set at some point and just watching and bringing everyone coffee, I would enjoy that. Because it's, or like, I think, I guess for me also, the other thing is like the table read moment, like when they all come together and you have a table read. I think that's also one of the most interesting points, when you have some of the cast and then they go through the characters and stuff, or like even the writers before that and stuff like that. I think that's always an interesting, yeah, like there are TV shows where I'm always like imagining, oh, how is it going in the writer's room, and like what are they going through, and like what was their idea in that episode. So that's definitely an interesting point. Coming to Marvel, and going back a bit deeper again, how did you get into Marvel and how did it start for you?
Man, that is such an interesting one, because like, I feel like there should be like a pinpoint answer, but I honestly don't know. Like, I feel like the easiest answer is like, my dad is probably what got me into it, because he had like, he was very into comics and sort of geeky stuff growing up. And like, I've even got like, I've got loads of his old comics and old, like, he had more, I'm trying to think, he has more Batman ones than he does, but I'm sure he had like older, I'm sure we have old Marvel ones as well. So like, it's pretty much, I would say it's probably from him. He was very much into that stuff and then very easily got me into that, because he would just always tell me about it and I'd be like, wow. And then I try to think, because like, there must have been something, like, because as a kid, I feel like Marvel was around, but it definitely wasn't, you know, around as much as it is now. Like, you know, it's on another level now. So like, I feel like, I like say, I always watched, like, I can remember watching like Fantastic Four and like all these sort of, all the Spider-Mans, you know, like all these 2000s Marvel movies that are so hilarious to watch now. But yeah, so it must have been that sort of stuff. And like, I mean, like, I always think of Spider-Man when I think of how I got into Marvel, because I feel like he's always the easiest like introductory character when you're younger, because he's that perfect, like, he's just the one that kids always seem to like. I think that's why he's so noticeable, you know, he's the one that everyone seems to know, even if they're not a big fan. So I feel like I got into it that way. And then just slowly, obviously, as time built up, and as you mentioned earlier, like, we didn't know that the MCU was even on the cards. Like, so like, I watched Iron Man and I watched, I remember, I don't know where I saw Iron Man, but I definitely remember seeing Thor in the cinema and First Avenger in the cinema, and then obviously the Avengers. So like, I remember the build up, but like I say, I don't, it just came out of nowhere. Like, suddenly we had the Avengers and we were like, whoa. And then, you know, even after that, it was so unsure of where it would all go. And like, where, like, would there be, you know, was that it? Was that our sort of MCU? But then, you know, since then, it's been what, like 3 Marvel movies a year. So it's just, it's normal life now.
Yeah, absolutely. It's crazy to think back. I have a kind of similar story. Like, it's definitely my dad that got me more into comics, because he was collecting the Fantastic Four comics back then, as well as Batman. And like, I think like the very first touch from the Marvel side was definitely Fantastic Four. On that level, because I think back then they were also some of the more popular comic
definitely
characters. And then also Spider-Man, because Spider-Man and X-Men, actually, because there were these comic TV shows, I believe, and they were streamed in Germany as well. So it was kind of like a mix between the Batman-verse, Spider-Verse, and then Fantastic Four. But I came quite late into the like Marvel movie universe, because to that extent I was in TV shows and stuff, but I wasn't so much into like comic movies. Like, I knew Batman and stuff, but I didn't know that Marvel was such a big thing. Like, I knew Spider-Man movies, I knew the Fantastic Four, but I like to understand that this was like a whole thing, a whole universe, that only got me when I watched the first Avengers with friends. And that wasn't even in cinema. We just watched it because, you know, like, everyone was talking about it, and we watched it. And it was such a strange start, because, like, back then I was just like, this is, like, if you look at the storyline of the first Avengers, it's just this thing of, like, so basically these superheroes come together. There's this villain, which is Loki. And that's basically the storyline. Okay. And it's super interesting, because like before that, I hadn't seen any of the solo movies. Like, I might have seen Iron Man, but I wasn't like, I had no clue that it was all connected at that point. And then after that, I just caught up on everything that I hadn't seen, and got into it. But definitely, like, I agree when you say like Spider-Man is the first approachable character. I think especially with kids, like, it's like Spider-Man just like, if you think about it, like, maybe Iron Man as well. Like, you know, because of the whole tools that he hasn't. But I don't think, like, I mean, it might be different now, because obviously now all these movies are out and people start, like, people know about these, or like children even know, like, more about superheroes than we did back then. I would still say that Spider-Man is the most approachable character in a sense. It's also like this, you know, he has this spider suit, he swings around the city, he's very, I think he's the easiest to approach in the sense of, like, you know, he's so chaotic. Like, Peter Parker is every student ever out there in a sense. Like, I think a lot of people can relate with his student being and stuff. So yeah, is there, like, if you could be a Marvel character, who would you like to be?
Oh, I've been trying to think about this for so long. Like, I can't.
To be honest, yeah. This is a question that I'm probably going to ask. Like, maybe let's do it, like, which Marvel character would you like to be this week?
Yeah, that would be better. I'd like to swap and choose, yeah. I feel like Spider-Man is such a good bet. Like, I feel like that just suits, like, so many, like, things that just I would like. Like, there's so many good characters, but that's why I feel like Spider-Man's so lovable and approachable. It's just like, yeah, I just like to be Spider-Man. He's got it, you know. He's still nerdy, he's still geeky, like, he gets to make, like, quips and puns all the time, like, he still saves the day, like, it's just there's not too much trauma. Like, the rest all have like pretty like too much trauma that I don't really want to have to take on. Like, you know, if I'm Iron Man, I'm taken by terrorists, and then I, you know, if I'm Captain America, like, I'm still a bit questionable of the government, like, not really happy that I was brought up in this, you know, world or tourist. Like, it's just always Spider-Man. It's like, oops, I got bit by a spider. Like, now I save the world. Like, I mean, I know there are more tragic, like, lines of his stories, but I don't know. I just feel like I'd have more fun being Spider-Man.
Okay, so this week we're going with Spider-Man for you. I can't really say who I'd like to. Let me think. For this week, I'm very motivated, so I'm going with Quicksilver, this week, so I can do all my duties very quick and like go where I want to go. It's like also like there's so many characters to choose from, but your trauma point is actually a very good point because I think like I need to think about this, but most likely I think each of them is damaged in a way, one way or another. I think there are not much people that haven't been like damaged in a certain
No,
extent.
I mean, trauma makes the best people, sadly.
So absolutely. Right, we're coming now to a lovely section that is called the total truth, which I'm excited about. Shameless truths that you want people to know, whether that's true to them or not. So you can say, tell, let three truths, three, and just let it out, whatever you want to say. This is
I feel
the
like this is where you expect some like deep thoughts, but like honestly, the first one that came to mind it's one that I sort of was reading about yesterday. But like I'm just gonna put it out there. This is off topic to anything we've discussed so far, but I don't think it's like if you like watching dubbed anime, I don't think that's a bad thing. And I think people need to lessen their grip on like subbed anime. Like, don't get me wrong, like I 100% love a good subbed anime, and like you know there are times when like subbed films are sometimes like if you're watching like a foreign film, of course watching it in subbed is sort of preferred, like in those senses, because like you know something like a Parasite, like you couldn't like having a dub over that would just ruin I feel like half of the film, but that's a completely different story. So like anime on the other hand, having it dubbed, no issue. I don't think if you want to watch it dubbed, watch it dubbed. Like it doesn't matter. Like there is such a weird elitism around like, oh, subbed is better. But like I used to be like that, and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna watch it subbed. But sometimes when you're watching stuff, like you it's like if I want to do stuff while I'm watching stuff, you know, I can't watch subbed because then and that means I never get to watch any anime because I'm gonna miss half of what they say. So some you know, every now and then I'll watch it dubbed and it's fine. Like some people I read their comments and they're like, oh, it's dubbed's awful, and I'm like, is it? Like I don't think it's that bad. Like there you go. So I just think watching dubbed anime is fine and you shouldn't feel ashamed about it.
That's a great truth. Is there any other truth that you want to add?
I on top of like what we're discussing as well, like I think it's fine with like fandoms not knowing everything. Like I feel like there's this weird thing you know, if you're a fan of said thing, you have to know like every detail. And yeah, you know, some of us do, and we know insane amounts of lore and facts that we shouldn't probably know. But you know, I couldn't tell you like my friend's birthday, but I can tell you like some obscure fact. But like yeah, you don't have to if you're just a fan of it, like then that's fine as well. Like you can like Marvel stuff and not have to read the millions of comics to know every little detail or you know things like that. As you can tell, I feel like I've just been scrolling the internet a lot, and I get mad at these people that hold their higher horses. They're on their high horses, and I'm like, get off it, be gone.
Absolutely good point. Thank you so much for sharing these.
Sorry, they're on
We're
my
coming
chest.
now to the quick fire questions, which I prepared, so I hope you're ready. We're
Right.
going to start with a funny one, which is peanut butter or mayonnaise?
Oh, I mean, peanut butter is my choice, but now I feel bad for my mayonnaise breakfast. Rest in peace, channel. I should have peanut butter for breakfast. I'm a fool.
If Craig is going to change his YouTube channel, you know
Yeah.
why now.
Yeah.
All right. Quicksilver or Scarlet Witch?
Scarlet Witch. Sorry, Quicksilver. Move on. I know you just picked Quicksilver as well, but it's too I spit on him. Get around with it. How dare you compare queen versus like peasant? Like,
Oh my God, this is hilarious. Okay, Captain America or Iron Man?
Captain America, what? It's not even a question. You just skip over that one. Anyone who chooses Iron Man could just like might as well end the podcast there.
I feel like this is going to start a war. Great. Okay, Falcon or Winter Soldier?
Oh,
I know
no.
that one is mean.
I'm gonna go Winter Soldier. My mind said Falcon, but then I thought about it and I'm like, how could I? No, Winter Soldier. I do love Falcon though. It's no, I love them. They're both good. I like them both. I take both. I know it's not Falcon, but I'll take both.
I love how this went into like my mind said Falcon, but I'm going with Winter Soldier. Actually, I'm gonna take both.
Yeah, I'll take both. Just both is fine. You can both is fine. Wrap them up, please.
Lovely. Okay, being an intern at S.H.I.E.L.D. or being an intern at Stark Industries?
Ooh, Stark Industries probably. I'm trying to think what you'd do at both. I mean, being an intern at S.H.I.E.L.D. sounds like just a bad time. Like, it's like it just feels like you're just working for a government agency. Where like at least Stark Industries, you potentially have at least a more exciting opportunity. You know, one minute you're getting like coffee for Tony Stark, and then you know he's like putting a suit on you or something. I don't know.
That's a fair point. Okay, Mary Jane or Gwen Stacy?
Oh my God! Stop. my mind says Mary, but I say Gwen. Fuck you, mine is Gwen Stacy.
Your mind is not having it today, is
it? My mind just is like, oh, Mary Jane. I'm like, no, how do you? I love Gwen. Gwen.
Wicked. Okay, Magneto or Professor Charles Xavier?
Oh, Magneto. Sorry. Okay. Sorry, Charles. Sorry, Charles. Sorry, rest of mankind, but Magneto is a little cooler.
Okay, Wolverine or Deadpool?
Oh, Wolverine.
Oh, hilarious.
I have to fight that one again. Like I literally have Deadpool's head next to me, but
yeah, he's gonna come for you later. So favorite Infinity Stone.
I like Time. Time is pretty cool. I like Doctor Strange and Time, but I mean, yeah, they're all kind of cool though. I'll go with Time.
Time is a good one. Okay, last question. Being an Avenger and training with Relaine, knowing that she's in love with Captain America, or being an Avenger and training and having Relaine as your next target villain?
I mean, I don't want to fight her, but that kind of sounds fun. I feel like is it like, are we like nemesis for life, or do I win the fight?
Well, I haven't thought that big, well, but I know, you know.
I need some more information. This quick fire round is too hard in my mind. But we'll go with fighting Relaine. We'll fight Relaine. I'm not killing her though. I'm letting her escape, and then we'll forever be nemesis. Nemesis. Nemesis.
Oh, wicked. Okay, thank you so much. Right. We're coming to the end of this podcast episode. If you can't get enough of Craig, you can find him on Twitter and Instagram under NotSoGrumCraig. And I'm going to drop all the links in the description as well, of course, just to make sure you really get hold of him. He has a wonderful, lovely picture of Sebastian Stan and him standing hand in hand on Twitter. So if you find him like that, yeah, that's the guy that you want to follow and talk to. Thank you so much for being on this episode and entertaining me. I see also that the quickfire questions certainly have taken a toll on you, which is amazing. Do you want to say anything before you leave us today? Is there anything that you want to let go before you go?
My mind's still in. I'm still having discussions in my own mind about my choices. I'm like, stupid man. Why would you choose such things? I'm gonna say something positive. Like, you can do it. I believe you got this. You can do it. You be you.
Amazing.
I'm just going to keep slurring positive stuff until you stop me. Be yourself. You can be a hero. Plant yourself like a tree and don't move. That's what Captain America said. I paraphrased it a little. He said it a bit better, but I just shortened it. for this podcast. Okay,
wicked. Thank you so much. There's only one last thing that we have to solve here, and you don't even have to give a proper answer. Why? What's the best and worst zodiac sign?
Worst, mine, Scorpio, because it's me. best, anything that's not Scorpio.
Anything that's, wow, that was a very positive outcome for the other 11 zodiac signs. I'm impressed. wicked. Yeah, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure. It's been fun. It's been a fun ride. I think you're going to have to struggle a lot with these questions that I left you with, which is amazing. And see you next time on another episode of Gigi and Saji.
Woo! Yeah!
If you can't get enough of us, don't you worry, we got social media for you to contact us, to talk with us, to have questions, to raise questions, and to raise your voice towards us. Gigi, which is me, you can find as Elsie Hamilton Arts on Instagram, as well as literally Elsie Hamilton all around the internet. Go to our site, revolutionseries.com, and you can also find extended social media contacts when it comes to Ref Series. Saji, which is known as Abel, you can find on social media on Instagram under a certain name. We also drop the links in the description. Have fun, contact us, and have a good day.